Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome once again to another edition of What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, online at SecureEnergyFuture.org. How are you, my friends? I'm Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell is here, Todd the Radio God. And, you know, it can't be 80 and sunny every day, right? So just chill out a little bit there, you know. Todd, can you go around the region a little bit there and see what we're looking at on the way of temps?
Sure, we can give you a sec. We'll do that. But
we'll.
And you're right; it can't be 80 and
exactly.
You know, yeah, I mean, it does cut into our boat, bike, and convertible therapy weather when we have that problem. But
speaking of therapy, did you get a little after losing your buddy Jamie? Todd lost his dog of how many years? Your yellow lab,
16. Well, had her for a little over 13, but yeah, she's about 15, 16, man, which is a long time for a lab. But
your buddy
got up yesterday, and she was gone. At least, you know, I mean, we should all be so fortunate as to die painlessly and peacefully in our sleep and stuff, but still.
There's a good way to think of it. Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're thinking of it.
I mean, tough deal. Thanks. I appreciate that, really.
Anyway, here's the deal. This is What's On Your Mind, and we want to know. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number to tell us. 701-258-0550. Also, you can text Todd. He likes that. He gets to relay the messages.
And by the way, if you try calling me at 2 in the morning, it is in VIP mode. I don't even let Hennon's calls go through. So.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I probably should. Todd, I'm not going to be on the show tomorrow. I wake up at 9 o'clock. Oh, I'm on? What?
You think you're pulling a prank, but you're not because you're on silent. He doesn't bother him. So anyway,
exactly.
just text him during the show or for the show or about the show at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503.
Text me anytime, that's fine. And some people do.
And also, you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Now, I would love for you to have all of that just in your contacts and on your favorites so that when the moment is right, and you want to give us a ring, you can, or drop us an email, or shoot us a text, whatever. So put in a very special contact list with all that information, and have it right there, because we value your opinions. We love having you here on the program. Had a wonderful evening last night that the North Dakota Broadcast Association put on, honoring Congressman Kevin Crane for his a number of things, mainly to do with legislation, but also the recognizing the fact that he has been the recipient of the recognition from his peers and others as holding more town hall meetings than any other member of Congress. That's pretty darn cool. I think that's, you know, that's worthy of
And by a pretty wide margin, too, isn't it? I mean, it's not
the number
neck
two guy
and neck
was,
or something. I mean, no. It's by a landslide.
Senator from Kansas that was way behind him, but, you know. And so it was fun out in Castleton yesterday and doing another one of those talk radio town halls. For me, any day that starts in small town North Dakota is a really good day. It just is. It's a lot of fun. But I was glad that the North Dakota Broadcasters Association, under the leadership of Beth Helfrich, the executive director, and the board of directors, decided to honor Congressman Cramer for that, because that's something. You know what I mean? As Kevin often says, the best thing about public service is the public. And you know what? It is unusual, as evidenced by the award, to be that accessible. So it's pretty cool. And you don't have to agree with them. You don't have to, you know, whatever. It's in fact, somebody was being all snarky on Facebook about it, saying, well, not very many people at the cafe in Castleton, because, you know, we took a picture of the governor, Betsy and Jackie, rather Jack and Betsy Dalrymple stopped by, and we took a photo because they were sitting kind of towards the back, and there were a few people around. And there were a bunch of people there yesterday, but I'm like, just come to one of these. A lot of people come to these, and, you know, they call in, and, you know, oh, you know, I'm not going to be at one of those. Well, why not? Would you rather just be a disgruntled, bitter, Facebook poster? I don't know what it is with people on Facebook and you know, social media sometimes, but they just are flat out rude. I mean, you say things, and I'm not, you know, Lily White. You know, you get a little hot sometimes when somebody's saying something where you're going, what are you thinking or whatever, but things just don't sound the same saying them person to person as they do there. But I usually try and say, you know, would I say that if Todd was sitting across from me? Would I say that, what I'm about to type? And I'm telling you, if you do it that way, you think a lot differently because, boy, oh boy. Anyway.
People are amazing about that, though.
Yeah. The point of this little rant is to say what Congressman Cramer has been recognized for is pretty cool. And, again, I think it's a cool North Dakota thing that he can have zillions of talk radio town halls. People agree, disagree. Talked to him last night. There were a couple of coffees in Fargo, and, you know, the Democrats sent some folks. Sounds like they were college kids or something. Coming there all full of, you know, something in vinegar. I forget what. But you know, to argue with him, and they leave, you know, wanting to take a picture with him. You know, I mean, because, hey, you know, even if I disagree, it's fun talking to you. That's the way it should be.
Right.
It's what we try to do here as well on the program. So whether you agree or disagree, whatever your opinion, let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on the program anytime. Today, we're going to just find out what's on your mind in this first hour, and then next hour we'll be joined by Jeb Williams, who's the chief of the Wildlife Division, North Dakota Game and Fish, and talk about the deer lottery. And if our K-Fire listeners that were listening to Phil and Mark this morning, I think that the deer lottery means the deer won, you know, some money. No, it didn't happen that way. The deer lottery is, as I said to Phil this morning, though, the deer actually lost the lottery. What few deer we have, they've lost the lottery because this is about who gets to shoot them. This has nothing to do with the deer winning any money yet. So anyway, if you have, in all seriousness, if you have questions about, you know, which zone you want to go to and what's up, what's down, most of them are down. Jeb Williams, great resource. He'll be here next hour to take your questions at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. One other note, yesterday, as I mentioned, we got a chance to see Governor Dalrymple stop by the in Castleton, the Coffee with Cramer event, and he was speaking at a number of events around Fargo yesterday, one of which was the Politics on a Plate event, sort of like the chairman's lunch that they do in Bismarck. This one in Fargo, and he spoke a lot about property tax reform and a lot of the work of the last legislature. And I found myself going, didn't know that. And, you know, obviously we covered the session closely, but there's a lot of things happening. And a few things, especially as it relates to, you know, the transfer of responsibilities on social services from the county to the state, which translates to a goal, not all completed yet, a goal of the less mill levies being charged to you, the property taxpayers, wherever you are. And they eventually they've got a plan to get down another 20 mills as a result of this change. And we're going to invite Governor Dalrymple to come on and sort of repeat the conversation and welcome your calls. And I know I've been promising a property tax summit of sorts, and I haven't forgotten. I literally work on it a couple minutes a day, trying to find the right players for that, some county auditors. Linda Swahovic out at McKenzie County has offered to do it. The governor yesterday introduced Mike Bonpleasure, who's Cass County's auditor. So we're working on some folks. There's a task force the governor has, a number of other people. What I want to do is get the experts in and spend a lion's share of a program or two specifically answering your questions on property taxes. But I also pledge to you to get out, you know, what you need to know, and that's what this last session of the legislature accomplished in the way not only of property tax relief, that's the dollars and cents, and we all like that, but the most important thing really is property tax reform. How did we get to this point? So that's an important point as well. So we'll be doing that in the coming days, too, coming up on the program. So we're looking forward to that. I mentioned today a couple of things to say about some things in Grand Forks. Another sad deal in Grand Forks with the loss of a great broadcaster up there, Jim Bowman, and, of course, the folks still reeling from the Walmart shooting. We're going to talk about that. And a really neat thing that happened in Fargo with some police officers. Have you seen that video? You got to check it out. It's pretty cool. A video's gone viral of some Fargo PD officers playing a pickup basketball game with some folks in Fargo. And it happened by accident, but it's really a neat story. So I want to tell you a little bit about that today as well. I mentioned we're brought to you today by the folks at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. SecureEnergyFuture.org is their website. And they are dedicated to preserving and protecting diverse energy resources. And that certainly includes coal-based electricity. We need to argue, those of us that believe in the, you know, this great industry, in what the lignite is doing, what the coal industry is doing, in making sure that coal is always a part of the all of the above strategies that often get talked about, right? That's the only way we'll have a continued, affordable, reliable energy supply. Affordable is super important, especially with what the EPA is looking to do, but so is the reliability. Don't underestimate that at all. If you own a business, you have a family, Minnesota, North Dakota, this is very important. Power you can depend on and what it costs you is extremely important. And if you want to test your knowledge on Midwest Energy Resources, they have a neat little way for you to do that, too. Just check it out at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Take the time, get to know it. SecureEnergyFuture.org. There's a new presidential candidate in the race who used North Dakota as part of his announcement. Did you know that? We're going to talk about that. Joe in Bismarck wants to talk about gas prices. We'll talk about that and anything else on your mind today as we get rolling here. 800-228-0550. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
The New Holland T8000 series tractors have arrived at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. 5 models up to 270 PTO horsepower let you focus on farming, not on steering. That's because they're ready to use the optional IntelliSteer auto steering system right from the factory. The state-of-the-art guidance system allows you to make near-perfect rows on every pass. So focus on farming, not on steering. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and learn more about the T8000 tractors from New Holland.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mottohay Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself, or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Not every day could be 80 and sunny. That's really a good reminder for all of us in life, and certainly Grand Forks, a couple of examples of that I want to talk about in a moment here, but it's not 80 and sunny today. That much I can tell you. Todd can tell you the rest. But I
guess Williston right now at 64, Dickinson 58, Mine at 63, Garrison 61, Hettinger 57, Jamestown 67, Devil's Lake 63, Grand Forks still some light rainfall, 58, most of the rainfall And thunderstorm activity moved off into Minnesota, kind of hitting toward International Falls now. And Fargo, the last check of light rain in 63. I haven't looked out your window there, Scott, so you'll have to let me know how your window looks. But I know sometimes in Bismarck, the airport, it can be raining and it can be sunny out our window. I don't know quite how that works out.
But, it's a little cloudy, gloomy. It was raining earlier, but that's all right.
63, partly cloudy in Bismarck.
Not every day could be 80 and sunny. Just remember that.
Well,
in some places we'll inch up there nicely today, so not too bad at all.
In the words of Lynn Anderson, I beg your pardon, but I never promised you a rose garden.
There you go, exactly.
Along with the sunshine, there's got to be a little rain sometimes.
All right, Joe, you've been waiting a while to get in here. Let's get you in your Joe and Bismarck. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is this deal with Iran, and I have a feeling that if this insane deal is ratified, and I think we're going to know in June or July, I'm sure it's going to be nice for gas prices, but I'm really thinking it's really going to hurt North Dakota because Iran has a buku amount of oil, probably more than North Dakota has. And I just think it's an insane deal they're going to do. And anybody that's got a good job, you better keep it. Hopefully it won't go away. But that's my feeling on it. I think that decision's going to come here in like a month or two.
Well, you know, Joe, what I'm glad mostly to hear your comment in is that you're worried about it, that you're actually engaged in it, you're paying attention to it. What I worry about is I think the vast majority of people are sort of disconnected from it, right, and really don't engage in it. I mean, if you walked into you're in Bismarck there, if you you went down to the little cottage cafe, do you think you could rummage up anybody that would be threatened about this or over at the Woodhouse for lunch today?
Oh, definitely. You know, and that proves the point. It's on the election. I knew a couple of people that, this is just my opinion, that voted for Obama the first time, and then the second time they didn't. But there was a lot of people I knew that did it again. I think he is the worst president. That he's the worst thing that's ever happened, and it's just continuing. Now with this Water Act thing, he wants to EPA to come in if you got a little bit of water on your land. And can you imagine just how that's going to be? And he's going to do an executive order on that. And it just goes to show you that this guy was selling people, excuse me for the expression, but crack cocaine. And they not only bought it once, they bought it twice.
Yeah, to me, it's almost a waste of energy to expend the effort trying to figure him out or complain about him. Because to me, we just have to wait him out, right? I mean, you've got to do everything in their power. And I think we need to commend. Folks that have put up firewalls, and I think the challenge constitutionally to the president's executive order on immigration issue is bearing some fruit right now, right? Same thing will happen on waters of the U.S. So, I mean, I know many of you are frustrated that the Republican Congress doesn't do enough to stop them, but, there are some examples of we just got to do what you got to do. And this waters of the U.S. thing right now? Unbelievably scary what they are trying to do. This is the extreme environmentalists running the show, and if you don't think this is about the environmentalists winning the battle, they think, to take out fossil fuel production, it is. This is all part of the green agenda. This has nothing to do with wildlife, nothing to do with, this is all about their radical green agenda and trying all of these proposals in the Congress. And having them fall flat, so say, fine, we'll do executive order. It's chilling. It's unbelievable.
Oh, definitely. It's just more of the government intruding in our lives with, with our telephone calls. And now if they can come on your land and they're going to be looking all around. It's just nuts. I'm getting into a bad area, so I'm going to let someone else talk, but I thought I'd share my ideas with you.
Appreciate the call very much, Joe. Thanks. And if others are worried about Iran, great. I'm glad Joe is, but I think he agrees with me that not enough people are. And you ought to. One question I would have for Joe or anyone, if you are concerned about the threats we face globally and, the state of our foreign policy, who's your preferred candidate right now? Because that issue doesn't get enough attention with those folks. Who of the Republican nominees for president would be best equipped to deal with all these fires, would you say? Curious what you think about that. I wanted to mention another story here. I mentioned Grand Forks. Been a tough couple of days up there. For one, a friend of mine, Jim Bowman, died last night. Longtime broadcaster up there. 55 years the guy was on the radio. 55 years. So there's probably a lot of folks within the sound of my voice at one time or another up around northeast North Dakota that had heard the legendary Jim Bowman. I had the honor of working with him about 18 years. And he really, just a gem of a guy. And a real neat, you know, on the park board, you know, on the church council, United Lutheran, just always busy and doing things. And, you know, I think he was 80, but a young 80 and just a real vibrant guy. And he had a brain tumor that started with melanoma. Literally started with some little, like, mole on the back of his calf and, you know, changed color or something. So we went and checked it in, and here it had already become a brain tumor and had been treated. And it got really tough here with the treatment and the pain and everything he was going through the last little while. So my thoughts and prayers with his wonderful wife, Jenny, longtime principal up in the Grand Forks school system. But Jim Bowman, a dandy, died last night at 80 years of age. So certainly thinking of Jim and all those folks. The other thing I want to talk about is, you know, obviously with the shooting of the Grand Forks Walmart and the situation there, a lot of focus has been on the airmen. But this 70-year-old Greg Weiland worked for Walmart past 23 years, retired from farming, goes to work at Walmart, right? And so imagine you're married to someone who's, you know, enjoying their retirement. And they go to work in their job, and they're murdered, senselessly murdered by someone. How would you react? What would you do when the microphones inevitably get shoved in your face because it's a high-profile case? Say, what do you think? What would you say? What would come to your mind? I saw his wife was quoted. I think Valley News Live caught up with her. And she said, again, about her 70-year-old husband dying at the hands of a gunshot, this Walmart employee, quote, "It's just one of those things that happen. He was a church-going guy and a wonderful man." Wow. I heard that, and the hair on the back of my neck stood up. I thought, there's some pretty profound faith. She's not about to blame anybody, not about to, you know, she lost her husband to a murder. It's just one of those things that happened. And I took from the second part of her comment, he was a church-going guy, that she's at peace with where he is, and realizes that it's not for her to understand why it happened or how it happened. It just did. And because he was a church-going guy, he's in a better place. But I asked you whether you could be that strong at a time like that. Yowzer. That's really something, isn't it? What do you think of that? Tell me what's on your mind today, 800-228-0550. We will continue.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
It's hard to get a meal for $4 these days unless you stop at a PetroServe USA location and get that 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 20-ounce drink, and your choice of two cookies, all that for $4 all day, every day at a PetroServe USA location. Helping America feel better, too, because you have choice at the pump when you fuel up at a PetroServe USA location under that red, white, and blue banner. That's right. Everything from E15 to E85 and E10, and they've got it all. Your choice. Helping North Dakota fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And there's a PetroServe USA location near you. When you stop, grab and go some great specials like Mike and Ike and Hot Tamales for 99 cents or Jack Link 2-ounce beef sticks, 2 for $5. Load up on Nestle Pure Life Water 20 packs for only $3.99. Gardetto's $1.29 a bag. Pop-Tarts 2 for $1. Or those great Deli Express sandwiches are only $1.99 too. At a PetroServe USA location near you, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at the National Association of Royalty Owners, the North Dakota chapter. Looking forward to being up in Minot for their annual convention, the 25th and 26th of June. And if you are a mineral rights holder, you are a royalty owner, whether you have trouble collecting royalty payments, whether you're wondering what your royalties are worth, whether you're trying to determine what to do with your blessings to share them with future generations, get the latest from the biggest names in the oil and gas industry. You want to be here. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting will be there. North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, Bruce Hicks, Ryan Rauschberger, the State Tax Commissioner. There is a whole host of folks that will be there on, you know, experts on oil and gas leasing and CPAs, and it's going to be a neat deal. They're doing a Bakken tour on Thursday morning, the 25th. And then things crank up in the afternoon of the 25th, that's Thursday, and then go all day Friday as well. So yours truly be there. They have some great entertainment. Milo Hotzenbueller is coming in. He's going to be the comedian and the entertainment. So I'm looking forward to seeing Milo again. It'll be a great time. If you'd like to go, here's the telephone number, 800. It's $125 to register. So if you're a member, if you're not, it's $150. So you should be a member. This is really, they do some good work. And all your meals, meetings, seminars, attending materialism is a really good deal. 800-558-0557 is the toll-free telephone number. And also online at Naro, which is NARO-US.org. You can find another website, too. So 800-558-0557. Be up there next month. No, not quite June yet, is it? Anyway, 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. It's the call that came in during the break.
Yeah, you guys posed the question about if we're concerned about our Iran and the world problems, which candidate would we prefer? And I'm kind of a late picker, I guess. I always like to make sure all the cards are laid out on the table before I pick a candidate. But the world's problems, you know, our world's problems don't so much worry me as much as the way the politicians and the politics handle them. It seems like, you know, for an average Joe, watching the news, we hear these problems and you think, well, you know, I can see a pretty simple, pretty safe solution to that. You know, granted now, we don't really, you know, probably know exactly how complicated some of that stuff is because we're not in their shoes, but I'm a firm believer that you could take a relatively simple problem and add politicians and politics and just really mess it all up, to put it very lightly. By God, that's what's on my mind. You guys have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So here's the list, right, that are for sure running. Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, Dr. Ben Carson, Miss Fiori, I always mess up her name, Carly Fiorina, former Hewlett-Packard's CEO, Mike Huckabee, Rick Santorum, George Pataki threw in today, Jeb Bush is, he isn't official yet, but he will be. Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, Chris Christie, Rick Perry, Lindsey Graham, Bobby Jindal, John Kasich, Governor of Ohio. Okay? That's pretty much the field. So of all those names, which one do you think has the best shot of fixing the foreign policy disasters? Because I think that should weigh into this. I really, really do. And Rick Santorum actually has a lot of foreign policy credibility from his time in the Congress on some of the key committees. I've always considered him an educator of sorts on, you know, the threats that we faced before. And he was never one of those guys that seemed to be sticking his finger in the wind when it came to a, you know, foreign policy issue. I mentioned earlier that there's one presidential candidate that's used a piece of North Dakota as part of his campaign. It's Rick Santorum, and it was Bach and Shale. He actually started his press conference yesterday with a chunk of coal, and which is, you know, obviously there's plenty of that in North Dakota as well, because that's what brought his dad to Pennsylvania. He started that using actually the piece of that after Kathy Nesbitt in Tioga, North Dakota, gave him a piece of Bach and Shale. So there were Target Logistics meeting during the presidential campaign, right when he was in the throes of giving Mitt Romney the scare of his life last go around. And I've always admired that about Rick Santorum, that he won Iowa. We didn't find that out later until by going county to county. He just has that real person sort of, you know, I'm not afraid to just, he's real. He's very real, you know. And I think that serves him well. So I always appreciated the fact that he spent a couple of days in the middle of the white-hot presidential primary right here in North Dakota and learning. I've never seen anybody listen, certainly a politician, listen as much as he did. Soaked it all in from Kathy Nesbitt, from Ron Ness, from a lot of industry experts. Kevin Cramer at the time was, of course, Public Service Commission member, so it was something to behold. And so I think he belongs in that mix. I really do. In addition to the fact he was number two last go-around, so I think he certainly does. Okay, one other story I've been trying to get to all hour that I wanted to share with you just to get your take on it. So these Fargo police officers were on bikes, and they were headed down to a place called Dyke West, which is downtown Fargo, and to do some training on a hill. And they do this training exercise where they go up and down the hill or whatever. And evidently the hill that they were planning on doing some training on, this was Tuesday night, there was some construction going on, and they couldn't do it. They couldn't do their training. So down there is a bunch of different activities, and one of them is basketball courts. And there was a bunch of kids playing in a basketball game. So the officers, realizing they couldn't do their training on the bikes, quickly go over to the court, pull up on their bikes. Now the kids start saying, "Uh-oh, what's going on here now?" Evidently, some of the kids started grumbling that, "Hey, we better break up the game here because the cops are coming." And we're talking 10 police officers on bikes, okay? And again, the players don't know what's going on. Why? What did we do? What's happening? And one of the students said, "I got on these other guys. Just calm down, calm down." The police were just watching us from a distance. What's the big deal? Just keep playing the game. Let's go. And it's what happened next, as the forum story says on this. Chris Kurzman wrote the story. What happened next flies in the face of our dominant culture image of police interaction with the public. That paragraph, by the way, is just loaded with things I want to comment on, but I'll save it. What happened next flies in the face of our dominant cultural image of police interaction with the public. Why is that exactly? We have that element. Anyway, I'm getting off track. Rather than hassle the guys or simply go on their way, the cops join in for the next game of pickup basketball. And one of the players took a break from the game to record the scene on Facebook, posted to his Facebook page, where it has since been viewed, are you ready, over 200,000 times. I got to go look now. Calls the experience amazing. Now, why do you think that is? Got that many views? It goes back to something that the reporter's talking about here. The dominant cultural image of police interaction with the public. The worst offense, in my mind, that have been committed against our law enforcement community in this country is not from yahoos who have done horrific things in some of these riots or whatever, or, you know, even the worst New York City, you know, point-blank shootings or whatever. It is what the media has done to law enforcement as to suggest somehow it's normal for there to be this antagonistic relationship because of a literally statistically insignificant amount of these cases. This is a feel-good story. I like it. I don't want to make it a downer because it's really cool. It's a feel-good story. And by the way, a spontaneous stroke of genius on the part of the cops to go over there and do it. And I think a gesture like that makes, you know, goes a long way to ensure we'll never be another Ferguson, right? I mean, it's a nice job. Glad they did it. Wonderful, wonderful story. I love it. But sad that it's necessary to counter, and again I quote, the dominant cultural image of police interaction with the public. And I believe the culprits, the worst offenders for creating that dominant cultural image of police interaction with the public, is an irresponsible media. I really do. They've written that narrative. And for whatever reason, am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong if you think I am. But let's discuss this. I think that's where it's come from. And I think it's, you know, again, this was a gesture. This wasn't planned. This wasn't a PR stunt. This wasn't anything else. This wasn't quote-unquote outreach to the, you know, younger community or anything. It just happened. But I think things like that don't happen if these officers don't have that core about them. And they clearly do in this case, which, again, is not thought of. It reminds me of a really sad story that one of my favorite priests of all time told me. Bill Sherman, Father Bill Sherman, who many people know in many corners of North Dakota, great author, University of Mary Press, of many, many books about North Dakota history, and the legendary pastor at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Grand Forks, where I got to know him. Baptized her kids and married Maria and I, and just a gem of a guy. But, you know, he told me that how hard it was, and sometimes still is, to go into a cafe because of the looks you get from people who assume, because of, again, a statistically insignificant sample of priests, have been, you know, involved in horrific abuse of others. I don't want to defend it in any way, but I just want you to recognize the statistically insignificant sample then reflects on all of them. The same thing is happening to the cops right now. The very same thing. And again, I don't put that on the perpetrators of, you know, these riots, or even George Soros trying to fan flames or any of that stuff. I put it on the media who do not accurately, with perspective, report on how it happens. My take. Welcome yours at 800-228-0550 today, 701-258-0550. A couple more calls to get to, and also some email comments that came in a moment ago, but it looks like we have a break coming up, so I'm going to tell you to stay tuned as we continue on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better at a location near you. And remember, they have that 4-for-4 deal. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, coffee, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. Great stuff. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Scott Hannon here to tell you about my friends over at Minnesota's best resort, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake Walker, Minnesota. With summer on its way, now is the time to plan a trip to the shores of Leech Lake in beautiful Walker, Minnesota. The place is like a Norman Rockwell painting come alive. Regardless of what you're looking to do, Chase on the Lake has you covered. The Itasca State Park just up the road, state parks, the premier walleye lake in Minnesota, Leech Lake. The fishing on Leech has been great this spring and should continue. Speaking of the lake, you can rent fishing boats, jet skis, pontoons, paddleboards, kayaks. I haven't got into their award-winning Comprador spa. Chase Beach on the Lake, Lakeside Dining at the 502. So much to do, so little summer. Do yourself a favor. Go to chaseonthelake.com and check out everything this incredible resort has to offer. Take a look at the packages page to see what kind of deals you can get all summer long. Classic hotel rooms, 2 and 3 bedroom condos. Whether you're a couple or family, Chase on the Lake will give you luxurious accommodations. Chaseonthelake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06 and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake Resort, Walker, Minnesota.
Did you know you can lose weight by drinking coffee? Well, now you can with Slim Roast, a delicious Italian dark roast coffee with a secret formula inside that cuts appetite, burns fat, and blocks sugar. Thousands of people are already experiencing incredible results. Here's the deal. It works every time, and it will work for you. Order Slim Roast today. It's 100% guaranteed. Want a free sample? Call 877-383-6054. Love to send you one. 877-383-6054.
Are you a royalty owner? Do you know about the National Association of Royalty Owners, the only national organization representing oil and gas royalty interests? Well, the 2015 North Dakota Chapter Annual Convention is coming to Minot, June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel. If you have never attended a NARO state convention, you must make plans to attend this year. To register, go to naro-us.org. Scott Hennen, along with a panel of industry experts, will speak at this year's event. Learn more and register today at naro-us.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Williams of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department next hour, talking about the deer lottery and your questions answered today on the program. In the meantime, the floor is yours. I've said enough. I'm spent, Todd. I'm spent. And I've asked if you agree or disagree. You tell me.
Good morning, Scott. Are you right or wrong about what you just said about the media? Yeah, you're absolutely right on. The only thing wrong with what you said is that there's a whole bunch of other stuff you need to hang around the media's neck. Obama loving, for one thing. Thanks, Scott.
The list could be long. And, you know, I always say this to, people who talk about the presidential candidates. Well, if Ted Cruz is the nominee, he'll get eaten up and spit out by the media. Like, oh my gosh! So now we're gonna select a candidate. You know, I like him, but boy, if he's the candidate, the media won't like him. So therefore, I don't like him. I mean,
well, bring it on then.
I think it needs to be a recognition that it is what it is. And it's so easy to lament the facts that, oh, I can't. And look, I just did it. So I'm not.
When do we choose a candidate based on whether or not the media is going to embrace
it? Some people do, though. They really do.
Well, of course, some people do. But, I mean, come on.
I respect the caller. I agree with you. And and there is a whole long list. But I'm saying if we sat here and did the chapter and verse through the list, in the end, what do we have? I think that the challenge is pay attention. Goes back to the earlier caller on Iran and concern about this deal and what it's going to mean for the price of oil and for North Dakota and everything else. Think like that every day on everything you read and inform yourself. Get, you know, don't take anybody else's word for it. Get engaged. That's the important thing. And then whatever the media does, we'll recognize it when
the media's going to chew somebody up and spit them out because they're just simply not good orators or not really good on camera or good at microphones and stuff. That's one thing. I agree. You've got to have a certain verbal skill set to be able to be president of the United States. And whether you like Obama or not, you know, he's got that verbal skill set. So, but if that's not it, then bring the candidate up and let it happen because the media is going to chew. The media is going to chew up and spit out anybody they feel like anyway. So what?
By the way, when
really you embraced Reagan for quite some time, right?
No, yeah, that's right. I mean, he defied the odds, and it can be done. So there's no doubt about it.
And he won handily in 80 and 84.
Did he ever? The one, the only, Ronald Reagan.
Sort of run away because we're afraid of the meat. And that was, of course, back when you know, we didn't have all the blogs and stuff. But
I was at a store the other day. I was on Saturday with my daughter. And a fella came up to me, and he was from Mott. And he said something about the show. And he said, you know, I pretty much tuned everything out. I don't watch Fox News anymore. I don't. He said, I find life's just easier if I don't. And, you know, we were in the parking lot and having a nice conversation. So we didn't have a long time to talk about it. But I thought about that later. And, you know, I understand that it's easier to do. And I know people that have done this. I really do. And I get why. But I really think it's incumbent on those who care to engage. If you opt out, then you opt out of an ability to say, gosh, how'd that happen? Because you're part of the reason why. So we really can't. And we can't, you know, lament the obvious. Jim in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Jim. You're on the program.
Okay. I'd like to tell you a story about abuse, sexual abuse, and alcohol. If you want to listen, probably take a little bit.
The story's about sexual abuse and alcohol?
Yeah, when I was 6 years old, I was an altar boy, and the worst was alcohol, church wine, and I became an alcoholic when I was 6 years old. Finally, when I was 17, I finally had a total meltdown, and they did 12 shock treatments on me.
Oh, my gosh.
And when I was 37, I had two strokes, put me down. And they figured that was from the alcohol when I was young.
How are you doing now, Jim?
I'm making it.
Good for you.
Making it.
Good for you.
Yeah, in 2010, I finally come out and wrote the church about it. And they were all sympathetic, everything. A guy from Missouri flew up because it was a special order of priests, and this was a head guy. Told me he'd take care of me and everything, and when it come right down to it in December, they brought 9 people to my house. We fired our lawyer. There were 5 lawyers they brought along, and they gave me a piddly settlement. Plus, I had to sign away any rights. They wouldn't pay any medical or anything. So, yeah, really a mess.
That is a mess. But I'm glad to hear you represented them, you know. So you've got somebody fighting on your behalf and have at least dealing with it without question, and that's a horrific situation. We'll keep praying for you, Jim. Appreciate you calling because it's not easy to share that story, obviously, and call again anytime, okay?
Yeah, take care.
You as well. Look, I and bringing that up, I was anyway trying to diminish folks that have gone through something as horrific as Jim has. It happened. It happened. That's factually known as awful. My point was telling you that it statistically is extremely rare. It does not mean all priests are fans. You know, that's what we need. Perspective. That's all. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? That is quite an honor, folks. And you know what? It's for good reason. This pillow is unbelievable. It adjusts to any sleep position. It does that with a very unique, patented interlocking fill system. It also stays cool. There's no tossing or turning. Talked to one guy who said, you know, I used to have that pillow on the floor and swap it out every time I'd wake up from my pillow being too hot. Now I got the pillow you got, Scott, and the thing is unbelievable. It stays cool all night long. That's right. It's machine washable and dryable. It's non-allergenic. And the bottom line is it will not go flat. There's a 10-year warranty to back it up. 60-night money-back guarantee. That's how much we know you're going to love it. Two-for-one pillow right now on the original classic deal to celebrate the official National Sleep Foundation pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and take advantage of that half-price deal. But hurry, hurry, hurry. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.